Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Wednesday, 3/11/15 on the Doug Steffen Good Day Get Together. The Good Day, yeah, I was going to say the get to, I don't know what I was going to.
What are you going to say?
How did that go? Yep, that's how it went. It went the way of the wispy words. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the comments on commenting. And the biggest commentary yesterday came from Mrs. Clinton, who took on the exciting role of trying to defend herself. 20-minute news conference. I fully complied with every rule I was governed by. I didn't sleep with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. From there, went uphill or sideways. Did you watch this, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, of course I did. Oh, sorry, I had to adjust my...
Hold on just a second over here.
I had to adjust my volume, but I was listening.
Back that truck up over into that hole. Yes, what was going on?
No, I had to adjust a few knobs. It was cleaning day here at the radio ranch.
So, Mrs. Clinton...
Yes.
...and the email controversy, much ado about nothing. I've said it
you
made
think
for wonderful...
You much ado about nothing?
Yes, I do. Think
Why?
It's much ado about nothing.
Oh, because you like her.
Because it doesn't affect anybody's lives. It becomes a great
political
football.
Well, how do you know? It's about Benghazi.
Because I...
Benghazi doesn't
mean anything to any... It's not, you're not going to bring those people back. So
but
why
do
people
their families want answers, I would imagine.
You know what? It's too bad, but they aren't going to get answers. It's over. It's done.
Really?
Finished. Yes. Done. On to the next
So you
next
think
thing.
This kind of thing is okay by the government? I'm surprised.
No, you remind me like
consistent.
Rich. This is... You sound like Rich, putting words
don't
in my mouth.
Don't tell me I sound like Rich.
Yes,
I'm just
do.
Asking you questions.
No, you're asking me questions that put words in my mouth. I didn't say that the family is... There you are, throwing a rock at me.
I love you.
Early morning, I know. There are so many more things going on that are so much more important to each of us as to how it affects our lives.
Than if a presidential potential candidate committed a felony?
Not a felony.
But she didn't commit it for that. She didn't do anything that was illegal. Show me what she did that was illegal.
Well, it's not legal to have a private email address anymore.
But it was when she became Secretary of State.
And I'll also tell you this. Uh-huh. If every email that anybody in government makes belongs to us, and every document belongs to us, we are the taxpayers, that
so
we can have
she's
access
given you
to
all
them.
That stuff.
She hasn't given us every email. She told you yesterday, because she told you she didn't.
She said she chose.
You didn't listen to the press conference. But
no,
she said she
care.
Chose which emails to turn over and which ones not. She said, hey, look, some of these personal emails I'm not going to give you. I'm not going to give you all these emails. There are days and chunks and weeks that are missing from the emails that she turned over.
Emails that she sent to Chelsea that asked about the
look,
baby.
She's playing everybody like a harp, though, with that.
Why is it so important
when she
to
says,
you that you don't like her?
I don't actually not like her. I think that this is, I'm just sick of government not being transparent. And this
the
is,
government hasn't been transparent.
But there's somebody who said she was transparent. There's audio of her saying, I am so transparent, but she won't turn it over. And then when they asked if she could turn over her server, she said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So if you're transparent, why don't you turn over your server?
Because there are a lot of emails to Bill about his lovemaking, and there are a lot of emails to Chelsea about the baby that she doesn't want people to see. How's that? None of my business. I don't want to know what it's like when she's in bed with Bill.
I don't think that she is. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Okay. 888-302-3684. I was taken to task by some of our listeners yesterday for my comments that I have just doubled down on here, Kenny. If you want to go there and do that, Gmail. Good. I was going to give you my personal email. No, I don't think I'll do that. Thanks. I don't want my
Come
service.
Come on, Mrs. Clinton. Let's go.
No, Mrs. Clinton. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, had lots of comments about Hillary Clinton. So what are some of them, the ones that take shots at me?
Well, the ones that take shots at you?
Yeah, why not?
Let's make it about Dougie.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer says I'm saying things that I didn't say.
I only repeated what you said.
No, you didn't. You didn't repeat what I said at all. I have no interest. This is just a lot of hooey. The interesting, what I find more interesting to speculate on is that if Mrs. Clinton, doesn't seem likely, but let's say she doesn't run. For whatever the reason, she decides, you know what, I don't need any more of this. I don't want to. I'm going to be 70, and so who needs it? And then the Democrats try to find somebody to run. The Democrats will not win. If Hillary Clinton doesn't run for president, they have no chance. They have no one, nobody, no how will they win.
Well, that is from
but the other side doesn't really have anyone either.
Well, let's get a third party candidate going.
Yeah, I mean, this would be interesting because they have been, I mean, from a strategy standpoint, the Democrats have put all their money behind, I mean, you know, at a gambling event, this is their only real horse. But people are saying that the person that would have more of a chance to win because of the fact that she's more on the left than anybody else is Elizabeth Warren, which is a scary state of affairs.
She's dreadful. Dreadful. Awful. That'd be interesting, though. Elizabeth Warren versus Scott Walker. There's an interesting. There's the B team running because the A team. Whether you think Hillary belongs to the A team, she is the A team.
Oh no, Hillary's an A team candidate for sure.
Who's the A team? George.
Scott Walker's the man right now.
No, he is not the A team though because people don't know him. The A team is Jeb Bush.
The more people, if you look at all the polls, Scott Walker.
You're missing the reason that I said that. It hasn't got anything to do with polls. It has to do with what name everybody recognizes because, sadly, people vote. Last time around, they voted for skin color. This time around, they vote for name recognition. It is amazing. The people who listen to conversations on the radio or who are interested in politics, those people, they've got it. But for whatever reasons you want to install here, the average voter doesn't know what the issues are. They don't listen to conversations like what we have on the radio. They are not aware, especially the millennials. They're just not, they're not interested. That's not true. It depends on the income, where you are income bracket wise and what your education is. That's more than anything else. And so the Scott Walker fan club, good for him because he's doing well, but still people don't know who he is. And that's, you could say, hey, nobody knew who Barack Obama was either 8 years ago right now. Everybody knew who Mrs. Clinton was. Nobody knew who Barack Obama was. So what are you saying? It doesn't make any sense. How's that?
That's a lovely voice.
You like that? 888-302-3684. You got some comments, Kenny?
Yeah. Let's see. Steve says rules. Hillary don't need no stinking rules.
Yeah, right. Okay. What else?
Brian says, arrest Colin Powell first, then you can talk to me about this. He used a private email account as Secretary of State also.
Yeah, they're all under arrest. Everybody's under arrest. All right, what else? I thought you had some shots against me.
Not really. Tom says Hillary and her people knew exactly what they were doing when they set up a private server in her home. It was to keep potentially damaging information from prying eyes. It doesn't matter how illegal it was, she'll get away with it.
Isn't there an Eagles song, Prying Eyes? Remember that song?
I think you're thinking of Lying Eyes.
There you go. Which also could
apply.
Very
similar.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer's not giving up on this one. All right,
I'm not because it's wrong. I am if nothing. I'm consistent about what is right and wrong.
Right, me too.
Sometimes.
And I'm consistently saying,
Clinton.
Who cares? Ladies and gentlemen, time to stop your hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Both of those things are a problem. Your hair falls out. Some of you have prematurely thinning hair. The answer to the problem, the prayer that you've been saying every night to your when you go to bed. You say before you go to sleep, please, please find a way to save my hair. The answer to your prayers is Provia. Maybe we should change the name to Previa. Right? Change that vowel. Change it from Provia to Previa. That's the answer, though. The answer to your prayers is Provia. All natural hair thinning treatment that contains a very unique blend of plant extracts. You want to have your hair stay? It's not going to stay. It goes. Comes and goes. Your hair comes and goes. And that's like all the rest of the cellular structure in your body. Hair falls out. Problem is you've been using cheap shampoos, plugs up your pores, so the hair follicles under your scalp can't redo the hair, and you got a problem then. So, Let's deal with what Provia delivers. It delivers results. It's amazing stuff. Really works. Provia works for men and women. Safe on color and colored and treated hair. So call 800-525-8319. This is the ultimate hair growth remedy. Restorative hair nutrients, cleansing the scalp, stimulating natural hair growth from the inside, literally. 800-525-8319. So you want to get your hair back? Call now and get Provia. 800-525-8319. Say, don't say goodbye to your hair. Say hello to thicker, richer hair with the follicles coming back through the pores. 800-525-8319.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Okay, let's get to the, we're going to go back to the 2020 News Quiz questions that are so much a part of the Good Day program. People keep saying, when are you going to do the 2020 News Quiz questions again? Well, I'm going to start right now. And the person who gets in with the right answer qualifies for our drawing in 2 weeks for the weekend at the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. 2020 News Quiz question is, what state has okayed firing squads? 888-302-3684. You got 60 seconds to figure out the answer. What state in our union, one of the 50 states, has okayed the use of firing squads? What state is that? 888-302-3684. First person on with the right answer qualifies for the drawing to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. What state has okayed firing squads? 888-302-3684. Hurry up. Call now.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Pat, where are you?
Yes, is it Utah?
It is Utah. Where are you calling from?
Lake City, Florida.
All right, yep, Lake City, the Jet. It is Utah. The governor, if the governor signs the bill, Utah will become the only state allowing firing squads to carry out the death penalty. You agree with that or not, Pat?
This is Scott.
Scott, excuse me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that was the last state to do the firing squad.
All right, hold on.
Bring it back.
You qualify for the drawing.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Attention, listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Sarah Brightman, the British soprano, she is going to perform where no singer has gone before. Somehow she has compiled the money. She was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber, but she's a performer of note in her own right. She's going to blast off to the International Space Station in September. She's paid the Russians to go up. She will be singing from space some of the things that she's known for. She's 54 years old. She's working with her ex-husband to create a special song that she will sing only in space after she goes up in this Russian Soyuz rocket on the 1st of September. She's had a lot of roles in her career. She was in The Phantom of the Opera. She did a duet with the tenor Andrea Bocelli. Am I pronouncing it right, Kenny?
Bocelli.
I think this is it, isn't it?
Yes, you said Nucci Nucci. That's the Bocelli song for sure.
Right, time to say goodbye.
Arrivederci.
What a nice voice, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You have a nice voice?
And it's a younger voice than her age.
Yeah. I told reporters yesterday she felt overwhelmed and excited, but not nervous yet as she prepares for the trip.
I'd be.
I'd be
dirty in my pants.
How would you like to sing something from space?
Can you imagine that this is our new reality?
But it's so fun.
You can go to space.
Yeah. Obviously, it's kind of a complex thing to do. They're trying to work out all the details technically. She said that she and her ex-husband, Mr. Andrew Lloyd Webber, are working to find a song that suits the idea of space. And then there are the scientists who are ironing out how to make the performance work They expect to have a choir of quote-unquote angels here on Earth, or maybe another singer on Earth to sing with her. But the technology that this would involve, Kenny, I'm just talking about the digital, to have it sound like she's in a concert hall, something that requires normal digital processing in the age that we're in, and then finding the right music. I'm trying to find a piece which is beautiful and simple in its message, as well as not too complicated to actually sing, she said. The trip is someplace between $35 and $50 million dollars. The Russians have been charging us about, what, 55, 60? I think I saw a number, 63 million every
I
time we.
I got a Groupon for 42.
So have you? Good for you. Anyway, she's paying for herself. She was an original cast member, has sold 30 million records worldwide. So if she got a buck or so a piece, and that's the cost of the ticket. So the journey has been arranged by Space Adventures, part of a three-person team, spent 10 days up there aboard the space station, the International Space Station. I think this sounds like an absolutely thrilling idea. Won't it be fun to cover this and watch and listen and pay attention to how this thing all develops? It just is. Next thing, what are they going to do, a reality show from the space station?
Don't laugh, because that
could
is
be
so
the, yeah, what could be the,
the real world show. Venus.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're right. It could be, yeah, there's any number of great ideas, frankly. So congratulations to them. I like the imagination, inventive and creative. 28 after, this is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, and I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, having previously held a constitutional, will the Supreme Court really now kill Obamacare?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. Will the United States Supreme Court really overturn Obamacare so 7 million people lose their health insurance because of an ambiguous six-word clause in a 1,000-page bill?
First, I find it incredible that the Supreme Court would rule any other way than against the people who want to challenge the law.
Upholding the law.
I think they will uphold the law.
Yeah, I agree.
And first, there's a strong bias in courts that you read statutes in ways to make sense of their purposes rather than to gut their purposes. And second, there is tremendous hesitation in the courts to strike down major social welfare legislation. They just don't do that. And I think they will be daunted. It's not their institutional role.
Well, I agree with David. I think 100%. I'm not so sure that everybody on the court will be as attentive to the law. It was pretty clear that there are at least three votes, I think, to throw the subsidies out from Scalia, Alito, and Clarence Thomas never says anything, but he's pretty reliable that way. The decision here fundamentally, I think, rests with Chief Justice Roberts and with Justice Anthony Kennedy.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and Atlantic Magazine senior editor.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extend.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
And I can't find my shoes.
33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn up to her usual tricks. His tricks of the trade that she learned from her father.
They're all at my
sleeve. Two of them against. Yes, they are. And what a wonderful sleeve it is. Ken Kessler, you have on a short sleeve or a long sleeve shirt? Let's see where your sleeve is.
Short sleeve.
Short sleeve. Do you normally have like shorts and a shirt? Is that what you're dressed in?
Yeah, what are you wearing, Ken?
Well, today, my ensemble includes a short-sleeve cotton T-shirt.
Really?
Hey, that's what I'm wearing, too. Mine's white, band-style V-neck.
That's the Doug Steffen uniform on the air. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. We'll be talking with Libby Casey, who's a reporter for Al Jazeera, on the trouble that the Republicans may be in because that letter that they sent to Iran supposedly is illegal. I'm sure Jennifer has studied that, and she's going to tell you it's not. I don't know. And,
actually, I don't. I haven't studied it, so really? We'll hear what she has to say.
Well, Kenny has studied it, and I'm not sure. Again, this is one of those.
Go off. Look at you. Ken studied it. Ken got an A.
Red herrings. Yeah.
Ken's making the curve go up.
Right. So like, the average is to go up.
Whatever.
So even though I have said this, you see, I'm not using my biases or having my biases take over when it comes to the Hillary Clinton thing, because so many people are talking about it. So I'll devote a few more moments to it here before we talk about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Here's Mrs. Clinton talking about the emails, and the reason she doesn't want to release them is that they are personal and private.
At the end, I chose not to keep my private personal emails. Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding or my mother's funeral arrangements, condolence notes to friends, as well as yoga routines, family vacations, the other things you typically find in inboxes. No one wants their personal emails made public, and I think most people understand that and respect that privacy.
She said, looking back, it would have been better if I simply used a second email account, carried a second phone. But at the time, it didn't seem like an issue.
By the way, okay, so one of the gotcha moments here, mm-hmm. if you want to play the gotcha game,
yeah.
is that she talked about how she wanted to carry one phone for convenience. Mm-hmm. And everybody should understand that, only one phone. Okay, well, then she was seen on a late night show, asked about what she liked better, a Droid or an iPhone. And she said, well, I have an iPhone. And she goes, well, actually, I have an iPhone, a BlackBerry, an iPad mini, and an iPad. So she actually has four devices just for the
record. But those aren't, iPads are not phones, come on.
No, but they are set up with an email account.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the Republicans are upset because she had the press conference at the UN.
I'm not upset about that. She had to have the press conference somewhere. I mean, she had to address this if she was going to speak anyway. Right. These questions were going to come up. So
my note to Republicans, that. If you want to beef with Hillary, find something more substantive.
Well, this is legitimate. This is a legitimate beef. The fact that she did a press conference at the UN is not necessarily legit.
Really? Why?
The beef is, it all boils down to this. Do we trust Hillary Clinton? If we trust her, then we believe that she's turned over every email because she said she did.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't
believe her...
Here's
the better question. Do you believe or trust any politician?
Exactly. I'm exactly with you. And typically the answer is no, because you have something to gain. Mm-hmm. And so then we have to explore further. So if you say no, which you just have said, then we have to explore further. So here's the thing. In an effort of transparency, turn over the server, make this all go away, and get it out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to release your personal information to the public with a third party review of your server.
What people are recommending her yoga routine should be. I want to see that.
Did you hear the stuff that she chose? Hillary's wedding and her mother's death. Those are the two things that she chose to talk about because they evoke emotions in people.
Yes.
Everything here is calculated.
It is. She's a
That it's calculating and political, which is what their family's known for. They've slipped through these they've gone through these scandals before. They know how to do this stuff.
Right, they do.
But you don't think that Congress now putting together a committee to call her in front of them twice isn't calculating and political?
I think it's absolutely important until what happened on the night of Benghazi is revealed. That's the only reason we even knew she had a private email address, because nobody, Trey Gowdy's leading this fight. Nobody has come up and said, what they need to know on her on the day of the attack. That's all that's missing here. If they would just turn this over, we wouldn't even be talking about
this.
Yes,
we would. Of course we would.
No, we wouldn't.
Some other reason. Yes, we would. Okay, Edward Snowden has released new documents revealing CIA involvement in attempts to breach Apple security. These are new documents.
He must be awake from his hibernation, because we've had a couple of Ed Snowden stories lately.
his time is up, isn't it?
Yeah, his time is coming to an end in Russia. He's got to
go somewhere.
Got to do something.
Can't stay here.
Why wouldn't the Russians want to keep him there? It's good PR, good negative PR.
They'll probably keep him, don't you think? Mm.
I don't really. It's another question. I shouldn't say I don't care about this. I want him to be treated fairly, and I'm not sure he'd get a fair trial if he came back here. I don't know why. I guess I don't even think he ought to be tried, because I think what he did was very much in our interest, the interest of the people in America. I want to know. There wouldn't have been all this focus on the NSA and what crooks and cowards they are. And the deal, the CIA stuff.
We learned a lot from him, that's for sure.
Sure did. Yep.
And, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know if it were the Jennifer Horn world. I definitely think he would see some jail time. But the fact that he has to come back to a potential life in prison sentence just doesn't seem right.
No, but it doesn't.
There are people commit real crimes that walk around all day long.
Yep. He committed real crimes.
He did. Mm. And he should pay for some of them. But I don't think he should be in jail for life.
Well, why are they crimes?
Extreme.
Why is it a crime to unload on things that ought not to be happening, to tell people things that they wouldn't have known about what's going on in your real life existence and how you're being the predators in the government who are trying to really, really control your life and control the information about you? I think it's very important that we know this, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with what he did, frankly. I don't think there's anything.
Classified government documents.
Well, why are they classified? Why? Yeah, okay, so why are they classified?
They're like Hillary's emails, Peggy. They're classified.
Right. I think they should be together, Snowden and Hillary. All right, let's talk about something that is important. At least this is my own editing or editorial comment. The Ferguson City Council last night unanimously approved a resolution to part ways with the city manager. Gee, how long has it taken them?
Quite a
and
while.
They wouldn't have done it if it weren't for the scathing government report, the Justice Department report, that alleges all that racial bias in this city and in the court system. The let's see, Michael Brown's death took place about 8 months ago, I think, wasn't it? 8-9 months ago?
And
August.
August, yeah. 8-9 months ago, yeah. Justice Department, in its report last week, cleared Officer Wilson of civil rights charges, so he's free to go, but they really ripped apart the Ferguson Police Department, the court system, the way the city is run, and they cite Mr. Shaw, who was the city manager, John Shaw, as really the guy who encouraged the police force to ticket black people as a means to generate revenue. So this is appropriate. The Missouri Appeals Court judge has been tapped to overhaul the local court system there. Look at all the racist emails. See, this is another thing that is very much, very appropriate for us to know about. Us, not necessarily in Ferguson, but elsewhere where this is going on. It needs to be it needs to be aired. This stuff needs to be public. And the changes are welcome from my perspective, and it ought to be the subject, not from the feds, but everybody who lives in a, you all know if you live in a town like this, in a community like this, what's going on, and are you doing something to change it? Is it important for you to do something to change what's going on in your community, like what's going on there? Back to the GOP letter to Iran in just a matter of moments. Vice President Biden has accused all the Republican senators who wrote this letter of undermining the president. You agree with that or disagree? We'll find out as we discuss it in a moment here on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also, get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jennifer and Kenny and I have Libby Casey with us here on the Good Day program, 14 and a half for the hour. She's the Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera, the cable channel that covers domestic and international news from their perch. Vice President Biden accusing, I think there were, what, 47, 48 Republican senators? He says they have undermined the president on the talks with Tehran. The senators actually wrote an open letter to the leaders of Iran, warning that any nuclear deal that they cut with Obama could expire the day he leaves office. So, Libby Casey, what sort of stirring of the pot is this doing for the Republicans, for the Democrats, for the president, for the Iranians? Do the Iranians really want this deal?
Oh, my gosh, so much there. Well, let's start with the letter, which the 47 senators say is basically a constitutional lesson for the leaders of Iran, a bit of a civics lesson, if you will. Well, Vice President Joe Biden is not buying it. He says that it is in the guise of a lesson, but it's actually quite damaging, and it ignores two centuries of precedent by trying to go around the President of the United States. And the Vice President says that could have implications not just for these talks with Iran, but for any negotiations that a future president tries to do on the international stage. So he's pushing back quite hard against both the Republicans' content of the letter, but also the fact that they would just even publish this open letter at all. And you ask a great question. How are people in Iran reacting? Most importantly, how are the negotiators that represent Iran reacting? And really, they're dismissing it, Doug. They're not taking it seriously. The foreign minister, who's basically John Kerry's counterpart, who's been part of these negotiations, Mohammad Javad Zarif, dismissed it as a propaganda ploy and said it had no legal standing.
Really? What a shocking development that is. So, this is, for me anyway, as I look at it, just more of the na-na-na-na-na stuff going on back and forth between these people acting like children, the Obama supporters and the president wanting to do things his way, and then the Republicans wanting to sort of get in his face about it, the Netanyahu thing, redux, if you will, is just more. And what it's done, for me anyway, is separate the power of these various offices, which has become blurred because, in my estimation, Obama hasn't done what he ought to have done in getting support for various initiatives. Rather than going the legislative route, he went the executive order route. Not that that's what this is. And I guess I would wonder if they approve, can Obama on his own without congressional approval negotiate a deal like this? And is that why they're saying when he leaves office it goes away? Or does this have to get congressional approval and then they would have to put an expiration date on it of January 20th, 2017 in order for it to go away? What's the right scenario here?
Right, you ask an excellent question. What the Republican senators who signed this letter claim is that any agreement that the president signs or strikes with the leaders of Iran would just be an executive agreement. It wouldn't bear the full weight and strength of the United States government, and it could basically be taken away with the sign of a pen, the snap of a finger, when a new president comes into office in January 2017. But legal scholars and the vice president are pushing back on that, and they're saying that while Congress certainly does have a strong role to play in the oversight of treaties, in approving treaties, this is a little different. And the vice president laid out in his statement this point that, and I'll quote from his statement here, the vast majority of our international commitments take effect without congressional approval. And he uses as examples of that the recent U.S.-Russia framework to remove chemical weapons from Syria, also troop drawdowns in places like Afghanistan. And scholars are basically agreeing with him for the most part and saying, you know, this is different because this isn't like signing a formal treaty with Iran. Instead, what the U.S. is saying it will do is potentially roll back on the sanctions that are in place if Iran follows through on its end of a bargain and, you know, allows some daylight into its nuclear program and basically halts it. And so what the White House says is, this isn't a new treaty. This is just pausing sanctions already in place. Congress signed off on those sanctions. What we're doing is temporarily offering to roll them back in exchange for Iran making good on its promises.
So does Obama break the law with this or not?
No one I've talked to seems to think so. No, that it's certainly within his right as the commander-in-chief representing the executive branch to have negotiators at the table at this level.
All right. Libby, thank you. Libby Casey, Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera, with a measured, intelligent approach to this controversy, the overview, if you will, as the talks continue with the Iranians. What does this mean? Are they to be trusted or not to be trusted? Is Obama to be trusted? The usual questions. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Laura Garris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour now, focusing on technology. It's Tech Talk time for the Good Day program. A lot of things, three or four items of interest here. Let's get right to it. Shelley Palmer, our daily reporter, talking with you first about how to take a screenshot on a Mac computer. Mm. I know how to use my iPad to do that. Let's find out. Why should I speculate? Because I certainly am not the authority. I know a lot of you think I am when it comes to technology. Many of you think I'm the cat's meow.
We do.
But Shelley has more instinctive information, and you'll have that next, along with other reports, including something that you can find at DougStephan.com regarding technology. It's here, and a moment or two away, in fact.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever wondered how to take a screenshot on your Mac? It's really simple. If you want to capture your entire display, press Command-Shift-3. If your sound is on, your computer will make a camera shutter noise and save the image to your desktop. The file will be named Screenshot plus the date and time. If you want to capture just part of your screen, press Command-Shift-4. Then click and drag your cursor to highlight the area of your screen you want to save. Let go of the mouse, hear the shutter noise, and head to your desktop to find the image. You can also take a screenshot of just one window, again by pressing Command-Shift-4, but then hitting the spacebar. Your crosshair will turn into a camera, and clicking on the window will save just that portion of your screen to your desktop. Next time you need to show someone what you're working on, these tools will make it a little bit easier. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage egg cheese for a sandwich?
You got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant-wich time! You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant-wich sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant-wich time!
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Facebook appears to have removed a feeling fat. What is an emoji, Kenny?
An emoji.
Emoji.
Emoji, that too.
They're these little cartoonish looking things.
Like emoticons.
That express that kind of an emotion.
Smiley faces, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have removed this from their website after a body image group protested the image, which is sort of a double chin remaining on the site as the status update option, but the text was changed from feeling fat to feeling stuffed. This is very important. Man, am I glad there's an issue on this.
Whew, thank goodness that's gone.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get the whole report at DougStephan.com. That's a big, important controversy that needs to be taken care of. Apple stock. Shares of stock continuing to struggle this week. One wonders why with the announcement of their new watch et al. But the reason that there's a problem at this point is because it's valued so high, it's reached 18 times its earnings. The value of the stock, which is astronomical. Problems for the stock in April 2012, pretty much the same. It went down 40%. So there's a buying opportunity here. That's what I'm thinking, especially after what we learned yesterday about Apple and how it stacks up against the other competitors in this area. Don't you think there's a buying opportunity here, Kenny? It would seem that there is. Anyway.
I'm not sure.
You don't think, really?
Well, the Apple Watch is very expensive, and you have to have an iPhone to be able to use it. So it's a limited base of customers.
Well, but I think there's so many other things there. Well, we'll see. Watch the stock, Apple stock. 59 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.